How to Activate His Love Instinct to Have Him Claim You Forever. In this training, we're going to be going deeper into how to actually make a man feel compelled to have you in his life, that his heart is literally beating through his chest for you, that he wants nothing other than to please you, to make you happy, to make you feel safe, so that you don't have to worry about a man dropping you like a hot potato, losing interest, choosing some other woman, or just floating away and you never hear from him again. So we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. I'm Brody Boyd with Magnetize Your Man, and for over 20 years with my wife, Antia, we've been helping thousands of successful women all over the world to help attract a loving, long-term, and committed relationship with a man they want fast, which we're going to be covering into this video today. So let's go ahead and dive right in. The first step to activate his deepest love and desire for you is to create. What this means is for you to actually have this man in your life, to have a relationship you want with him, you first have to be very clear on what this relationship is going to look like. What do you actually desire deep in your soul? You have to write it out and you have to put it on a list and put it onto a piece of paper. What do you desire? How do you want him to treat you? How do you want to feel when you're with him? What behaviors do you want him to exhibit towards you? And what words do you want him to use towards you? So I'll give you an example of this. So first you want to imagine everything that you can have in your life with a man. So you want to say things like, I'm in a relationship with a man where he is taking care of me. He's protecting me. He's providing for me and those that I love. He's looking out for me. He's solving problems. He's fixing things. He's checking in with me regularly. He calls me. He is telling me how much he cares about me. He is telling me I'm beautiful. He's telling me I'm the, you know, amazing woman. And he's always, you know, super happy to be with me. And he is planning dates. He's planning trips for us to go on, adventures. He is taking the lead. He is being strong and making me feel safe and comfortable and protecting me from anyone who's trying to hurt me in some way. He is my knight in shining armor, my king, my protector, my provider. So this could be an example of a list, of a creation of what you're actually wanting to have in your life. Being clear on what this is, because you might not have actually been clear on it before. And you might have some struggles with this, which we're going to talk about in the next steps. But this is where it all has to start, is you actually being super crystal clear on what you want. And you notice here, I didn't talk about what I don't want, what you don't want. So you're not saying things like, he's not a cheater, he's not an asshole, he's not a, you know, a playboy, he's not a little child that I have to take care of. You're not saying any of this stuff of what you don't want. You're purely writing down, what do you actually want? This may be a challenge. It may be a powerful exercise if you haven't done this yet. The next step to activate his love instinct for you is to visualize. So after you've gotten clear on what it is you actually want, you've written it down, now you have to visualize actually having that in your life. So I want you to take some moments, either pause this training or do it afterwards, where you actually sitting down or laying down. I may not want to lay down because you might fall asleep. Sit down, close your eyes, and I want you to imagine what it would be like and what it would feel like and what it would look like to have that man in your life doing those things for you, being your hero, your protector, your provider, being in his masculine, leading, taking care of everything, cherishing you like the most precious gem he's ever had in his life. What does that feel like? What is he doing? What are you guys doing together? What activities are you doing together? Where are you going? Who are you with? How is he treating you? How is he speaking to you? How is he communicating with you? Is he checking in with you regularly? Is he calling you? Is he planning things out? Is he making sure you're clear? Is he asking you how you're feeling? Is he checking in with your emotional state? And is he fixing things for you? Is he preparing things? Is he making it so that you are completely happy? He's creating the space, the container for you to be completely happy. What would that look like and what would that feel like? Really visualize that in your mind. This is what you have to do. And I know it's going to be challenging. It may be challenging for you if you've never experienced that in the past, and you may be so focused on what you don't want with a man that it's really hard to get into the mindset of what you actually want to create. But you have to start visualizing it, and you have to start feeling in your body what that would feel like to have a man actually doing those things for you, getting more clear with it. And the next step is going to be critical, but this is what you have to do first in order to be able to proceed, because if you can't even visualize, if you can't get clear on what you want, if you can't even visualize in it, into it, what it would look like, there's no way you're going to be able to actually step into having that in your life, because you're going to get too afraid, and you're not even going to know when you attract that man and what it's going to be like if you haven't done these steps first. So this is critical. The next step to activate his love instinct for you is deserving. So after you have gotten clear on what you want, you visualize and felt into what it is you want. Next is about deserving to have that in your life. A feeling of you are good enough and you deserve to have that beautiful vision, that type of man, that type of relationship in your life. In order to be able to have that in your life, you have to be able to be having the container that you deserve it and that you're worthy of it and that you are a high value woman. Now, again, this doesn't have anything to do with reality. We're just talking about your mind right now. We're just talking about your thoughts. Before you create it in reality, you first have to create it in your mind and you have to believe you deserve it. Otherwise, you're going to sabotage it when you do attract a man like this. Even if you were to attract him, you're not probably not going to even attract him in the first place. But even if you were to attract him, you're going to end up sabotaging it out of unworthiness behaviors and patterns. So you have to feel worthy. You have to feel deserving that you are a high value woman, that you can have that in your life, that you will have that in your life. You can have it in your life and you will have it in your life. So deservingness. So how do you get into this state of deservingness? You could do a lot of this through simple affirmations of I deserve to have this in my life. I deserve to have an amazing man in my life. I am worthy. I am worthy of having an amazing man in my life, an amazing relationship. I'm worthy of having a man take care of me. I'm worthy of receiving that. I'm worthy of having a man protect and provide for me. I'm worthy of having a man who cherishes me with his essence and his soul. I'm worthy of having a man who communicates well. I'm worthy of so you can go all the way down your list of all the things you said you want in your ideal man, your ideal relationship. Again, this is why it's so important not to say what you don't want, but just purely what you do want, because now we're just focusing on you deserve to have each of those things on your list. You're stepping into that. What does that feel like? And how would that change your behavior and your mindset to know you deserve to have that in your life and you're worthy of it? You can have it and you will have it. So affirmations will do a lot. The visualization process in itself will do a lot, because in order for you to feel like you deserve to have it, you first have to even be able to imagine what that would be like to have that kind of man in your life, who's your hero, who's your king, who wants to do all these things for you, who wants to cherish you, who wants to protect you, who wants to make a great life for you and for you both together, planning dates, planning adventures, all the things you might have said that you want, taking care of those closest to you. So believing you have it, believing that you can have it starts with creating it and visualizing it and then using these affirmations. Now, the other thing you can do is actually journal on this and make a list of all the reasons why you deserve to have this in your life. All the reasons why you are amazing. You put legs underneath the table so the table can stand. Your deservingness is like a table. We need all these legs to support it. And the legs can be the things that you feel make you worthy, make you deserving. Any small thing. It could be, I have a great sense of humor. I like to, I'm very knowledgeable about this subject and that subject. I'm kind to the people closest to me. I have good communication skills, whatever level you might be at. Try to think of the things you authentically compliment yourself for and like about yourself. This will help to put legs under this table of deservingness. The next step to activate his love instincts for you is communication. So when you attract a man, which you are going to be much more likely to once you've done the steps before of creating what you want, visualizing it, believing you deserve to have it, now you're going to go out in the world, you're going to show up, and you're going to be attracting men to you. You're going to be attracting the energy of masculine men towards you, because you're going to be carrying a different energy when you believe, when you know what you want and you visualize it, you believe you deserve it. You're starting to step into being a woman who actually does deserve this, that deserves to have this masculine man chasing, pursuing you, loving you, cherishing you, doing all these things for you. And you can receive that in your feminine. You can receive it. Now you start communicating to the world that that is what you deserve. How do you communicate to a man that that's what you deserve and that's who you are? You communicate it through your language and how you speak up and when you speak up. So men will start attracting, approaching you, being attracted to you. And whenever they are doing the right things, you're going to start appreciating them. You're going to start appreciating men and say, thank you so much. Oh, I love that. That was amazing. Thank you for planning that. So it's appreciation and acknowledgement is one piece of it. Now, the other piece is when he's not doing things that you don't like, things that you don't appreciate that are making you feel bad in some way, or if you're just feeling bad in general, You want to speak up to that immediately. You want to tell him immediately in the moment how you're feeling. And you do that by saying simple things like, may I share something with you? So you get his permission, which is showing respect. May I share something with you? And it's also just a great communication tool in general. May I share something with you? He'll say, sure, what's up? Or you can say, may I share a feeling I'm having with you, or share something that's on my heart, share something that's on my mind. He'll say, sure, what's up? And you say, I'm actually feeling pretty anxious right now. And so you just share the emotion. Let it sit. I'm feeling anxious right now. I'm feeling angry right now. I'm feeling sad right now. I'm feeling uncomfortable right now. I'm feeling happy right now. So it could be good emotions as well. You share that and then let it sit, and he'll ask you more questions like, well, why are you feeling anxious? Or why are you feeling uncomfortable? Or why are you feeling angry? And then you'll share more. You present to him what the problem is. I feel like when you stop communicating with me, when last week when I didn't hear from you for several days, it made me feel like you don't really care. It made me feel like that I'm not really a priority to you. And then he's going to be able to feel your heart for once, because you're sharing your feelings. He's going to feel the impact of his actions. He's going to see where you're at. He's going to understand more where you're at. And then he's going to be able to correct his behavior and say, oh, sorry, I didn't know you wanted me to communicate more. I thought you were actually not that interested, or I thought you were fine with the way things, you know, how frequently we're communicating. I can make sure to do that more often. Now, he'll often come up with the solution of what he wants to do to fix it for you. Because when you awaken the masculine instinct by believing you deserve it, speaking up, sharing your feelings, being vulnerable, being feminine, he's naturally going to want to step into that and fix the problem for you. If he doesn't, you can actually then share also your desire and say, you know, I would love if you could actually check in with me regularly. Check in with me, you know, or we could communicate at least every couple of days. It would make me feel amazing. And he'll probably say like, yeah, I mean, I could totally do that. I'd love to. Or whatever. This is just an example. There could be so many other things that you might be feeling anxious or sad about. Something he said, something he did, something that happened between the two of you, or just something that's going on in your life. You might have completely different issues. You know, my boss today was actually really mean to me, and I'm just feeling really sad about that. And he'll ask you more questions, and he'll say, like, how can I fix it? Like, maybe we could do this, and I could do that. So he'll look for solutions, and you can say your desires as well, and he'll look for to meet your desires. Now, if you've been communicating in this way and he isn't meeting your desires, you want to keep communicating in this feminine communication style. If he doesn't meet your desires, he may not be the right man for you, and you may just need to distance yourself, to pull away, because that's also showing your worth, showing that you deserve it, as being willing to step away and move on until he is meeting those standards, because you've set this new level for yourself of what you deserve. You're going to attract a man who will meet this. You're going to inspire him to meet this. And if it's not him, if he can't get to that level for some reason, he's the wrong man for you, another man's going to be able to step in and take over that role. The last key to activate his love instinct for you is to maintain. So after you've done all these things, you've created the list of what you want, you've visualized it, you've gotten to a deserving and worthiness state that you were deserving to have it, and you're communicating from your feminine place, you're attracting men, you're activating their male masculine instincts, you're communicating in a powerful way, now you have to maintain this. You are maintaining it and you're continuing to grow it, which means that you continue to practice being in your feminine and all the things that we talked about before. You're continuing to practice getting clear on what you want, being clear on what you want, and visualizing what you want, reminding yourself that you deserve what you want, which is an ongoing life process, but continuing to remind yourself that you deserve to have it, you're worthy of it, and using those affirmations, using the ways of loving yourself and demonstrating to yourself that you deserve to have those things in your life, through your actions, through the way you take care of your body, the way you take care of your heart, mind, and soul, the way you're setting boundaries around your workplace and things people are asking of you. And you continue to do this with a man as well. You continue to communicate with him in this feminine way, when issues come up, what the problem is, what you would like instead, and how you're feeling, most importantly. Communicating and sharing your emotions as soon as they come up. And continuing to be this woman who deserves to have the very best of what you want in a man and in a relationship. You're going to continue to inspire him more and more into deeper levels of his masculine depth of devotion for you when you continue to practice these feminine activation secrets. So do not cease in your willingness and ability to continue speaking into this and creating this in your life, because that's going to deepen the relationship. It's going to increase the polarity between the two of you, the masculine feminine polarity, so that he stays attracted, he stays passionately devoted to you, and you're not going to risk losing him or losing interest. The only thing that you can potentially could happen is that you realize he's not able to meet those needs that you have, and it may be time to detach. That's probably the worst case scenario, is just that you realize he's not the man for you, rather than him thinking you're not the woman for him. So that's a very powerful place to be in, and it'll happen when you engage these principles. Remember, this journey of attracting men and having the relationship you want and being in your feminine is a practice. It's like a muscle that you are building. The good thing is that it's learnable. There are certain skills you can master that will make this easier for you, and certain mindset shifts that can change everything for you in your romantic life and in your relationship. So the more you continue to practice this, you get support, you get help with it, and you take it really seriously in the sense of, like, this is possible for you and you can actually do this, the more you will have that in your life. And I want to give one final caveat, which is also make sure that you're enjoying the process. Being in your feminine is also about having fun and letting go. So as you continue to do this process and journey with a man and in your romantic life, continue to have fun, continue to enjoy the process, and it'll be easier for you and more sustainable as you do it. Next, if you'd really like to master these principles and step in your feminine and get coaching to have this in your life and be the most feminine, magnetic, irresistible woman you can be, captivating woman, make sure to take our free love quiz if you haven't already by going to getlovequiz.com, getlovequiz.com, or you can click on the link in the description or comments below. You can get that resource that we have available for you here as a loyal listener, follower. We really hope this was helpful and hope to get you in this powerful relationship, this amazing relationship that you can have your heart activated in and be the woman you were always meant to be and have the love you were always meant to have without any more loneliness, frustration, or wasted time. Much love, take care, and I'll talk to you again very soon. Bye-bye.